Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, you guys, we're on a show, and we have started. Sometimes you gotta remind these ladies that we are live, and we are on Daily Pop, and we're all in our feelings today because that new Adele album is here early. Morgan, Lonnie, have you guys listened to it yet?
Yes.
Yes.
I have listened to it. It is the album. If you have gone through a breakup, if you've had heart hate, if you have a child, her child is featured, and it's called My Little One, and it's that, I love that one the most, that track the most. It's a great album.
It's a great album.
I can't wait to listen to it on my way home.
All right. Well, we'll have more on Adele later, but right now we have to talk about Kim Kardashian.
Bless you, boo.
Because Kanye is probably knee-deep in that Adele album after seeing this photo of Kim and Pete.
Damn! She's giving, do you see she's giving us thong leotard? She is back in that.
Selling Skims everywhere she can.
Damn it.
And no makeup.
No makeup.
She's so beautiful with no makeup.
I love her with no makeup.
I love the natural look. See, that's what Pete brought. But you know what? This ain't over. Kanye ain't done. Because remember on Drink Champs, what he said? He said, she is not giving me. Okay, go on.
Wait, no, no. No, 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 no. I'm here with you.
Go on.
I'm here with you.
When you put the hand up, I said, let me stop.
No, I put the hand up because, first of all, I don't want no heat with Kanye. And you get to go back to the real and run away and go do your thing with Jeannie Mai, blah, 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 blah. And I have to stay here and listen to him come after my ass on Daily Pop like NeNe came after Morgan's ass 4 years ago.
By the way, and no one help me with that. I was alone under the table.
I was on the phone with her, talking to her like
and
I was the UN.
And I didn't even say anything bad. Don't even bring it up. It's an eclipse day. I don't even want to go there.
Okay.
I don't want to go there.
We're going to ride past NeNe. What I will say is, I totally agree with you. I think that's why she made it official with Pete. Because she wants Kanye to know that she is moving on. Because a lot of celebrities, they don't be telling us that they're official. She just wants her man to know.
This is a fling. Y'all know this is a rebound.
This is
not real.
No, this is, okay, this is what I will say. I agree that this is going to be for a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to turn, I mean, it might, but it's most likely not going to turn into this long, torrid love affair.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's to get back. I think they're genuinely really happy right now and are having a good time. And even the way my husband put it last night so eloquently, Pete's gotten a lot of really hot women. I was like, oh, I didn't even... Oh, I didn't even realize that. But I guess he has. Like, I feel like he's charismatic, and Kim, it's the opposite of anybody she has dated. She is in her thong leotard with her sweats. Like, she's feeling herself.
110%.
And she should be.
This helps Pete's career. This is the reason why. He's been dating a bunch of different women. It's like target practice for him.
Ooh, no.
No, I'm saying this is not going to last. Okay.
What are you shooting?
No, I agree.
When it happens,
what are you shooting?
I'm missing my earrings.
I don't think it's going to last. I know, and I can't
get
my buckle.
Gary, get my earrings!
Don't be talking to Gary like that. No, boo. His union rep is right here. He is not in the union of getting earrings.
By the way, don't you love Justin says that, but then every day he's like, I need a drink, I need this. Meanwhile,
exactly.
I'm like, shaking.
Thank you.
If you're good to mama, mama's good to you. Wait, let me ask you this question then. Then why do you think she had to make it official?
I think she wants to be out here in these streets with someone other than Kanye, and I think she wants to make that clear to us. Don't you feel, since they have separated, when, I mean, this was, what, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, he was doing his stadium shows at the whatever, the place?
Mercedes-Benz.
And thank you. And she was walking out in a wedding dress, and it was like, are they, aren't they?
That's
even
it,
SNL,
her fault.
He was there. No, but I'm saying, like, she was still playing into the narrative. I think that was when Kanye still had a little bit of, I don't want to say control, but control over what they presented as a couple. And I think she's really off it and over it now. And I'm happy that she's making the line clear. And she's like, no, no, no. Kanye's not showing up to style me anymore.
Right.
Like, I'm not no. Like, I'm moving in my own direction.
I will agree with her on that.
Thank you, Lonnie. Let's scoot closer.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I'm a little afraid because men can be vindictive. I'm sorry. Men can be vindictive if they feel like you have given them control over the fashion, over this, over Skims for the last 7 years, and now all of a sudden you're gonna cut me right out. Lonnie, come on, you know.
I know. I mean, that's why I say she's trying to present a message. That's why I agree wholeheartedly with what Morgan is saying. She is trying to present a message. For her to walk out in sweats with no makeup, Kanye would never, never have that happen. Okay? So she is presenting a message that I am now single, I am available.
Yes.
But Kanye is not done. I'm telling y'all.
No, he'll come back.
He said he has not signed any papers. You gotta remember, he has 4 kids with her. He's not done.
And she's gone through, let's not forget, a lot of ups and downs with Kanye. She has had to deal with a lot of different outbursts. And I feel like she's finally in a place of light.
All right.
And she's feeling like, I just want to have some fun with this.
I'm just glad we got the picture. Right? Y'all paid a lot of money for it, so show it.
By the way. Oh, my God. By the way, the lights won't be on Monday in this studio because of this photo.
I got to do my own makeup again on Monday. Everyone is wondering when Britney Spears will get married. Her fiancé, Sam, hit up the House of Gucci LA premiere last night, where he gave our producer, Herbert, some wedding scoop and an amazing invitation.
Come
take a look.
Herbert.
Sooner or later, we're going to get married, so you'll be invited. If you dress like this, man, any day. You be my best man.
Oh, yeah? I'll take it. How's everything going with you and Britney right now?
Amazing.
Congratulations,
man.
On the big news.
Thank you so much. It's just surreal to live my life and live our life like this. Yeah.
All right, man. Is she going to be making an appearance tonight, too?
We'll see. No. We're going to go on a dinner date after. This is my, cinema, and this is my passion type of thing. We're watching a lot of movies at home, but we're not quite ready to make an appearance outside together. We will. We're getting ready for a wedding, baby. So be ready.
Wait, I'm the best man. I'm gonna be there.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what I what. What do you think?
Say it.
No, I don't know what.
I
swear to God, I just don't like. Don't give it all up yet. Just don't talk. Like, you need to. Like, he needs some media training.
Okay, that's what you.
I just think like he's been on the show. He's lovely. I think he's a good guy. But like, you don't need. I mean, I love that he told Herbert everything. But just don't. Let's just keep. You gotta walk by and wait. I don't know.
I was like, somebody bring a couch out there for this man to jump on because he is giving me some Tom Cruise right now, and I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. And he invited Herbert, go to the wedding.
He's
be
going.
The best man.
Be the best man.
By the way, watch that happen.
Okay.
Look at Herbert. And there's Gucci on Herbert.
Whoever told me there was no budget at NBC. Herbert is wearing Gucci to the premiere.
By the way.
Go ahead, Herbert. Let him know,
work
Herbert.
Work it out.
That's, you know what? He just
That's
took all
you
of our jobs, thank
carpet.
God.
He just took it all. I love this moment. The guy is just ready to talk. He has been in this relationship for 3 years. He has been muzzled by this conservatorship.
Yep.
And I think he's just ready to talk. Aww. However, I don't think these two are going to make a public appearance together until Britney knows exactly what she's doing, when she's doing. Because that first appearance, that first interview, that first moment with someone in the media is going to
be. Who do you think is going
to
get
it? So big. She's going to give it to Oprah.
Yeah.
Who else do you give it to?
Yeah.
But I also just feel like, you know, I don't even. Who's even. Larry Rudolph is not managing Britney currently, so she doesn't even have. We've been so focused on her conservator team, but we don't even know who's representing her career at this point.
I think Britney is getting that team together right now, which is why she's not saying much except for on Instagram. But the minute she has everything in place, you can't go on a carpet or in an interview with a bunch of maybes. Like, oh, I want to get married one day, or maybe I might want to have a baby. You go on when you're like, tickets go on sale tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern time. That's when you make that huge flash.
But I would advise him to pull it back. Just pull it back.
A little.
You know, that was a lot.
Wait.
It's so
pull
funny.
It back until you're invited on the reel. And then you can go ahead and let it all out. Lonnie, no, I see your shady ass.
That's not happening, boo. It's going to Oprah. That interview, that's right there, that's the pre-interview. So I just think that her team will tell him, let's pull back now.
100%. And
like, she's still a major icon you can't give.
Yes.
Right.
You can't be so accessible.
Exactly.
Here.
100%.
We want it, but then we don't want it.
Women.
No, we want it, but we want it the right way. We just don't want him to keep saying, it's a wedding coming. It's a wedding coming. Okay, we got it.
Yeah, we got it. Know?
And inviting everybody. Gary, you coming to the wedding. It's like,
bring
wait,
it over here.
Hold up.
Bring it over here, Sam. Christina Aguilera is back, baby. She reminded us just how amazing she is last night at Univision's Latin Grammys. Check out her powerful performance. Adele who?
By the way.
Adele what?
Damn. She can sing, but Adele can really sing. They both can really sing.
It's just a different type
tone.
Of
It's a different tone. Tone.
And Christina has been in this a long time, and I think that we forget that there are some really good singers, and that's why she's saying, I'm back. Look at her.
By the
she
way,
got the long weave.
She looks so... Oh.
She
damn
got the budget
good.
Weave.
But you know what? What I like about Christina is every time she pops back up, she always looks good.
Yeah.
100%.
She's kind of like a legitimate real. Not that she wasn't, but she's doing good.
Christina walked so Adele can run. Am I wrong?
No, absolutely not. Yep. You're right.
She crawled so Adele could run.
I will slap you live. not crawled.
She didn't crawl. She crawled.
Look.
Christina?
Because y'all still not giving her. We just doing this now. We sat up there and talked about Adele. Now we just not
talking
about.
What are you talking about? I went to both nights of Hollywood Bowl with Christina Aguilera.
Go ahead with your red weave.
I was singing a Spanish album. I didn't even know what I was singing.
What we got coming up? Coming up. Our big night with Scarlett Johansson, the role she's still dying to do. Plus, Lady Gaga unleashed her inner animal. We're hanging with her, too. Right next. Keep talking.
That,
I will be over there.
You need to switch seats?
Keep talking.
I'm done talking.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It was Scarlett Johansson's big night and her husband Colin Jost was by her side as she was honored by the American Cinematheque. She talked to Francesca about her proudest moment and the role she'd like to do next.
Literally, Scarlett, you are a vision. You walked in, I said, look at this bodice, rhinestoned out.
All of a sudden.
My girl is looking good.
Thank you.
Scarlett, when your team reached out to you and said you received this coveted honor, what were the first things that came to mind?
I thought, am I done? Is this all over for me? I felt like it was the end of something, but then I'm realizing now it's the middle. And that's okay.
No, and maybe it's just beginning, Scarlett. I look at you on screen and I'm like, this girl can do it all. What are you most proud of?
I really have been very, very fortunate to work with some of my most favorite filmmakers. And I think I'm, you know, just most proud of those creative collaborations I've had with incredible co-stars and, you know, just feel very lucky to love my job, love what I do, and still have the passion for it.
Is there one role yet that you have not yet done, and you're like, I really want to do that one?
Yeah, I would love to do a horror film at some point.
Scarlett.
I can't watch them. I'll never be able to see it, but I want to be in it.
Let's now talk about producing your latest project, Bride, coming out soon. I believe it's a sci-fi drama, very interesting mix, Scarlett. So if you could have a preference, acting versus producing, which one would it be for you?
I mean, it's very different from my other job as an actor, and I will never not be doing that, but I have to say, producing is very, very rewarding.
Just girl to girl. You know, I'm a big family person. Love my mom and dad. This is my second week with E! News, my dream job.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Scarlett. Who do you do it for? Because I know who I do it for.
I mean, honestly, I think, you know, it's hard to say. You know, I have two wonderful children, and I think it's really important for both of them to see that, you know, their parents are fulfilled and, you know, that are doing the work that they love and following their dreams and passionate about what they do. I think that's really meaningful for them.
Come through, Francesca!
And Scarlett.
And you know what? Scarlett looked beautiful.
Scarlett looked so beautiful and perfectly styled to perfection.
I love that suit. It's power.
Look
White
at that.
Is always power in the stance. And then her and Colin, I love them as a couple. I just love, like, funny guys that get with the hot girls. Uh-huh. It's like, look at them.
I love him. I'm the biggest Colin Jost fan ever.
That money is long.
Okay.
Scarlett is also up for four People's Choice Awards, including Female Movie Star of 2021. Wake up, Gary. The People's Choice Awards airs Tuesday, December 7th at 9 p.m. on NBC and E. Somebody get his ass a call.
Poor Gary.
Lady Gaga brought her House of Gucci fashion tour to Los Angeles. Oh. This time she wore Valentino. Gary,
let me
stop
see.
Doing that.
What's she? But look at Jared. Oh.
Jared is killing it with the glove. Jared's kind of like rivaling Gaga with these looks. Like, he's just showing up, and he knows. Ooh. Like, he's not just, you know, throwing these things together. I'm loving Lady Gaga. I feel like Valentino is having such a moment. But she's giving a serious, like, 70s, 80s glam with that eye makeup all the way to the brow. Like, but she's committing to the bit here.
She's committing to what the movie is about. It's about high fashion in the 80s, ecstasy. She's giving me everything.
Ecstasy. Remember ecstasy. Also, Jared, I would wear that entire outfit.
100%.
In 2 seconds.
I love it.
My big ass thigh wouldn't fit in one of those.
That's not...
Jared told us why he's never afraid to go big with fashion, and Lady Gaga revealed her animal instincts.
Ooh, rawr.
I get excited.
Gucci, Gucci, and more Gucci. You can never go too far. You know, it's good. You gotta try to break some things.
This was a family affair, a crazy family.
Do you want to be left in the dust?
We never wanted the fashion to overpower the character. Also, the wigs and the makeup was always something that truly came from Patricia.
My purple corduroy suit was definitely something that I wanted to keep a hold of. Did we get that yet, or we're getting it?
Paolo, you are Gucci. You need to dress the part.
It's chic.
I was really proud to play this role because I think playing a role that showcases a woman in survival mode is powerful. So I worked with three different animals, the house cat, the fox, and the panther. So if when you watch the film, you'll see those three animals.
This is serious. And you're laughing it off.
I loved working with Adam Driver. Every day he made me laugh. He made me cry. He's so wildly intelligent. Al Pacino is just an absolute dead ringer of a legend every day. And also Jared Leto, Salma Hayek, Jeremy Irons. I mean, Jack Huston. I can't say enough about my cast.
House of Gucci is out November 24th.
God,
check it out. It is so good. Still ahead, Cardi B will be joining us live. Plus, Bachelorette Michelle Young is in the house. Has she found love? We'll find out after this.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
They all have told me that I'm their person, but I can't be everybody's person. I know that I'm gonna have to break somebody's heart, but also my heart can be broken.
You're an actor, and you've come on a reality TV show. What are you talking about?
Do you feel like he could be ready for an engagement?
He's not there yet.
Oh my God. I really feel sick to my stomach.
Oh, things are starting to get real on The Bachelorette, and Michelle Young is here to tell us everything. Okay, first of all, just to get this out of the way now, tell Lonnie and I, it's just us girls.
what do you have for me?
Are you in love?
I'm in love with where I'm at. I mean, I feel like,
yeah. The answer! The media training kicked in. She's like, I'm in love with where I'm at.
I truly am, though. I mean, this coming into this process, it's just such an abnormal thing. Mm-hmm. And whether walking into it, I wasn't sure how it was going to end.
Right.
And obviously, I know how it ends. Mm-hmm. But I knew that I was going to be learning so much along the way. And that's all I wanted. I wanted to go through it. I wanted to stay true to who I was. Mm-hmm. And I knew that if I did that, I would get something
right
out of this entire process.
I'm decoding every word.
Yeah, I'm
right?
decoding it too.
Are you?
But she just took the guys to your hometown. Mm. And if you do get engaged, do you want to move back to Minnesota?
Oh.
I think it's like a team decision. Right, and I'm very open. I didn't come into The Bachelorette. I mean, I love Minnesota. I grew up in Minnesota.
Right. It's your home.
It's my home, it really is. But I've lived other places, and for me, it was like, it's truly a team decision. And if you fall in love with somebody, if you, you know, find your person through this, it's like you wanna sit down and have that conversation together. And I didn't wanna just come into it and put that staple of, you're either moving to Minnesota or I'm not choosing you. You know what I mean?
100%. That's how real relationships work.
Exactly.
They're two people. It's not like they get with you and then your decisions are rule everything. Okay, so we have to talk about Chris crashing the date. That was painful to watch. We watched that yesterday. I was like, oh, Chris, don't do it. What was your thought process when that was happening? I felt bad for him. I'm like, don't do it.
I thought it was hot.
Oh, did you? Then get in this interview and come talk about it.
I was caught off guard, and
you were truly surprised. You had no idea.
I was really surprised when he showed up, just because for me personally, like if I were to show up at a dinner like that on a one-on-one date, when he said something was important, I wasn't sure what that was.
Right.
Like, did somebody close to him pass away? Is there some type of health issue? And so I wasn't really expecting to have that same kind of conversation that we had at that cocktail party the night before, and so I was a little bit caught off guard, but ultimately in that time, like that conversation allowed me to see and just feel that that wasn't my person. And so, yes, it was frustrating at times when it interrupted, you know, one-on-one time, but at the same time, it's like,
he did you
I
a
also
favor.
Got clarity.
Yeah.
He did you a favor. He showed up and showed out, and you were like, no, you're not for me. Thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The only one that's like walked in on somebody that I was dating on another date and been like, can I talk to you
just
for a
minute? Just get him in. Just bring him in.
I feel like we need it.
By the way,
I just feel like at this point, haven't we all kind of done some Scorpio where we're like, can I talk to you for 2 seconds?
Are you a Scorpio?
I'm a Gemini.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What's your birthday?
June 3rd.
Okay.
Are you a Gemini?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Every time I say that, everybody panics, and they're like, oh, no.
Oh, they're just jealous.
Split personality.
No. No. That's
yes.
not the
Michelle,
case.
Michelle, we're halfway through the season.
We are.
Thanks, Lonnie.
Is there something that you would do that you wish you could do differently now that you're halfway through?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Wow.
Because, I mean, you're in this position where you have to rewatch it. Being The Bachelorette, I knew that I would have to rewatch everything and how it unfolds. And I don't want to sit there and watch on the screen and just regret everything. So what I kind of promised myself was that I'm going to make the best decision I can at that time with the information that I have, with my gut feeling, with my intuition, and then I have to be solid in that. And if I make mistakes, then that's just going to be part of it, and it's going to work out how it's
going to
work
out. But do you think the guys, some of the guys you were seeing, do you think they were there for the wrong reason?
And
were you able to detect it?
And don't you just expect that people are going to come on for the wrong reasons?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it'd be really naive to walk in and think that everybody's going to be there perfectly just for me and that's it. So, yeah, there's going to be some that are there for the wrong reasons. Now, when you spend time with somebody in real life, you have more time with them. Like, this is a quick process. So I feel like I have really strong intuition, but it is also going to take me longer to make those calls at times because it's like you don't know everything about that person.
Mm-hmm. It is the mind F of doing The Bachelorette is impossible.
No, but that's why we say date. I mean, even in this, you have to date. You have to sit down. You have to get to know that person.
Yes.
Exactly.
So you know their true intention.
Exactly.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this question because I have mine. Like, Prince Borghese was the one I was like, I could be on this show. I really could be with this guy, even though he wasn't gay and he didn't like me and I was 14.
Right, right.
Was there a bachelor who you were like, ooh, I kind of sort of think this guy's cute.
Is like in the past?
In the past. Like, was there another bachelor you were like...
She's like, no, I don't want to throw any shade at anybody.
No, throw
but
it.
But I just... No. Have you seen my season? I don't throw shade.
All right.
I'm honest, but honestly, no. I think, I watched it with my mom and dad. I feel like I watched The Bachelor and The Bachelorette when I was really young, too. And not necessarily. I never thought I would be on the show. I never put myself in the position of like, oh, would I date them or not?
Right.
Yeah.
I was just like,
well, we're going to keep watching.
Yes.
And good luck, girl.
Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. We'll see. I feel like you're in love. All right, you guys. Catch Michelle on The Bachelorette Tuesdays on ABC. Don't miss it. And coming up, we're talking to Cardi B live.
Cardi B!
Her wild plans for this weekend. Girl. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
She is the woman responsible for the watermelon shortage of 2021. And now she's hosting the American Music Awards. Say hello to Cardi B, everybody!
This is the best day.
That was cute. That watermelon, you did that.
Okay. But let me know something. Can you really suck a watermelon through a straw?
Well,
she can.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, Cardi, we have to talk about this because your last performance at the AMAs in 2018 was insane. We still talk about it. What are the plans to top that?
Well, I'm not really performing this year. You know, I feel like everybody is, so many people are performing, but like me hosting, I feel like you could just expect like, if you ever like one of my old videos, or if you ever like me going live and you get entertained, that's what it's gonna give. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, that's what I'm giving. I'm giving me.
Uncensored. Uncensored Cardi. That's what we need.
Uncensored Cardi. I gotta know. Who are you most excited to see take that stage? Because we just saw you freak out over Robert Pattinson, which we were all freaking out about.
I really want to see Silk Sonic perform because Bruno Mars is a really good performer. I want to see BTS. I want to see Megan Thee Stallion. I want to see Chloe because I feel like Chloe, she's gonna like, you know, she's performing Work It, and I feel like she's gonna bring it.
Do well.
I don't know. She's gonna perform that song, and I feel like she's gonna like. Do it like in a different way from my last performance. So I just can't
wait. Oh my God. I can't wait either. Okay, so you posted this video of Culture on Halloween and she's nailing the red carpet poses. Did you help her or does she just know? This girl knows, huh?
She just knows. She just be looking at me and looking at her older cousins and it's like, she just know. Like even me, I was shocked like, oh, okay girl, where'd that come from?
She's so cute.
Now look, you just gave birth to your son in September. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Morgan is about to have her second baby and she is worried about getting it popping again.
Oh my God.
After birth. I gotta know, are you an Offset? You know, y'all hit that 6 week mark. Are y'all ready? Are y'all doing it again?
Oh yeah.
We hit it again. But now again, listen, this napping back is a little different.
Second baby.
I don't know, is it because it's the second baby or because of the gender or because like I'm a little older now than the first time I got culture. Like my hormones have been all over the place.
Wow.
I know it's going to happen to me.
But,
damn.
You know, your hormones are going to be all over the place, but I love your body. I like your curves post-baby. I think you should keep some of those.
Yes. I'm liking it too. Like my son gave me some really good hips. I feel like this week I'm going to lose weight because it's like, you know, when you...
Running around.
I've been so much that I haven't been able like to sit down and eat a good meal. When I'm going to eat, I just... my appetite leave and it's like, oh my gosh. Because I'm naturally skinny. So I really lose weight really, really fast. Oh. And it's like, I like to maintain the weight.
Yeah.
So
that's the key.
You know, we talk about relationships on this show a lot. And we kind of got into like a debate about how in this day and age, people are so quick to leave a relationship when there's a bump in the road. But you and Offset really went through it and grew together and came out on the other side and you put in the work. Are you happy that you did that?
I am happy that I did that. Of course, we went through some challenges. We had to get to learn each other better. And I feel like I've never been happier.
Good.
I've never been happier. I really feel like not even just like marriage, just like the family, the unity, the friendship that we have. The I have your back, you have my back. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like it never stronger.
I love
There's
that.
There's nothing you can ask for.
I know.
You go through the hard times to get through the good times. Cardi.
And by the way, I'm not going to fix his ass for somebody else.
No
like,
way.
You're not going to get my hard work and enjoy it.
Exactly. He's sticking with me. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I ruined him for the next girl. Okay. You're the one that's bringing out the petty.
Yeah.
Oh, yo, for sure.
Oh, that's
always.
His job. Everybody. He's always 2 minutes in. You're like, how did I just step in all this petty? We're trying to talk about the AMAs and keep things above board. You got her twisted up. Oh, my God.
Now go for the PCA's question.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, before we let you go, you're nominated for two People's Choice Awards. How does it feel, genuinely, since you jumped on the scene? People have loved you. So how does it feel to get so much love from the fans?
It really feels good, you know. A compliment or people like showing you love, showing you respect, it goes a long way, you know. Sometimes like being famous, negative things, they could cloud you up. And it's just like, when you win these awards and when your fans are going so hard, voting for you and cheering for you, it's like, oh, wow, you know what? That doesn't matter. All of that negative thing doesn't matter. Because there's people here that really loves me and really take their time. Go for me, look for me, cheer for me.
Well, the fans always have your back.
Always, no
we
question.
We are fans here. And congratulations Huge. On everything. And we cannot wait to see you at the American Music Awards, where they air on Sunday on ABC. Everybody, give it up for Cardi B.
Thank you so much.
I need to see
you
in person
because
that's spicy.
Come anytime. Anytime we are available.
Get your ass over here. We'll come to your house too.
We'll send a jet. Yes. Anything you need.
Up next, get ready to eat like a housewife. We are whipping up cocktails and recipes inspired by our favorite real housewives.
It started out with Orange County.
I know.
No one knew who Orange County was. You and I, it was New York City, put Bravo on the map with a franchise, okay? Kenya, I know my facts. We were called a cool water show. People get up the next morning and talk about us by their
water cooler.
Water cooler, not cool water.
I messed up my words. So because of us, then you all came. You're welcome. You're welcome.
We were not invited on the Ultimate Girls Trip, but we're still bringing you the vacation vibes. Here to cook up some dishes inspired by the wives themselves is chef and author of Cook It, Spill It, Throw It, the Not So Real Housewives parody cookbook, Stuart O'Keefe, everybody.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome. That's a mouthful, right?
I mean, I'm like, damn, y'all making me work this morning.
Yeah, work, bitch.
Now, look, we're going to get to these recipes, but scan that QR code so you can have them on hand. You don't want to miss it. Let's first start off by making a drink we can throw at Ramona for saying that to people.
So this is the Lake Bailey and Cream.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So this is when Cynthia Bailey bought the lake house.
Uh-huh.
And we just turned it into a cocktail. And Baileys, so we're putting some Baileys in there. So we're going to get our Baileys, pop that in, a cocktail shaker with ice.
Top of the morning.
Some cream, shot of cream. Basically, everything's a shot.
Oh.
Some vanilla vodka.
Oh, vanilla. That's the smell.
And we got our espresso.
Espresso. Too much for you, Justin, okay?
I don't know. I may throw some espresso in there.
Was it more fun coming up with catchy names or actual recipes?
Well, Amy Phillips helped out with that. Look, I'm the chef. I can only do so much. I can write the recipes, but Amy Phillips is like the comedian. She impersonates them.
Oh, wow.
She did all the fun names based off that. She's the expert.
All right.
I was like, hey, I have this idea for a book. Would you want to do it with me? And she was like, this is crazy. Food, housewives. How is this going to work?
You okay, Justin?
Justin, you got it.
I'm struggling this morning. No one look at this.
You're going home with a book. You're going home with a book, all right?
Now, if we wanted to host a housewives viewing party, what's the easy ground-pleasing dish?
So
the drinks.
At the back of the book, we have all these menus. The drinks, the cocktails are so good.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Amy came up with all these reunion menus at the back. So if it's like, you know, whatever city comes up, there's a menu for it at the back, which is really nice.
For
so
your viewing parties.
You could viewing parties, potluck dinners, you can do all that.
The ATL, that's like the black one. So which one is that?
We don't have enough butter for that.
So you got the cocktail. Okay. You got the cocktail for the ATL already.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So now we're going to move over to Beverly Hills. So we have the Kyle by Eileen tuna.
I like that. First of all, before we move on, what did you crumble on top of this? Because it's so
damn
good. Oh, amazing.
I need to taste this.
That's the lick.
Mm. That's good. Okay, mm-hmm. So we got tuna.
It's been a while since I tasted that, but it still is good. Okay, so we got our tuna in a bowl, right? Mm-hmm. We're making tuna tartare. You're going to be making this all the time, like winter, summer. We got some arugula in there.
Ooh. Yes.
We got our cucumber.
Yes. Cucumbers.
We got some green onion or scallion in there. You guys are great. You're flying through this.
No, we love it.
Oh, no. We
got
like
some
to eat.
Cilantro. They're like starving.
We're starving.
You guys are so hungry. I get it. We got half of the sesame seeds in there.
Half
okay.
of the sesame seeds. Okay.
We got the avocado.
Avocado.
I mean, I know it seems like a lot. It's like a mouthful, but we got some lime juice in there.
No, it's fine.
Salt and pepper.
And where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Ireland. I've been here about 16 years, though, now.
Really?
I feel like I'm cooking with a guy from Outlander.
Okay.
And you can put a splash of sriracha in there just to spice it up.
Ooh, yeah.
And then you'll get your fork, and you'll just gently kind of just toss, right?
Let's toss this.
Toss. And what you guys can do, actually, you can put it right into the martini glass. It's
okay.
all about the martini glass today.
This is so damn cute. I didn't even think about that.
It is cute. Look at mine.
And this you know what? Adorable. If you're having, look, it is the holidays. Thanksgiving's around the corner. Christmas is coming soon. Mm-hmm. This would be great. You could take it all the way to this step, pop it in the fridge until you're good. We're not done yet.
Oh, we're doing the dressing.
Yeah, you got the dressing.
Starve.
This is delicious.
Does Ina feed you around here?
No. What are you talking about? Like,
okay.
All right.
So, what's the dressing?
In the other bowl, we have some soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Rice wine vinegar. Uh-huh. I like forgetting it. Sesame oil. All right. And we got some ginger. A little piece of ginger.
I like
and
ginger.
And garlic.
Ooh, yes, the garlic.
A smidge of garlic. Give it a little whisk. Lonnie, like, you're just like ahead of me.
I'm ready to eat. It smells so good.
All right, I'm going to try it.
We got to go, but thank you so much.
Of course.
You know, get your hands on Stewart's Cookbook and make sure you watch The Ultimate Girls Trip streaming on Peacock. Take us away, Justin. Mm.
You guys, after the break, this is spicy. It's time to pamper your pets for the holidays. This garlic is stuck
this
in my
is
throat.
So good. Thank you so, so good, much.
We've got the cutest gift ideas for the furry friends in your life.
It's delicious.
Ooh, that garlic hit me right in the nodule. Today's holiday gift guide is all about your furry friends. In partnership with PetSmart, Erin's showing us some cute gifts for your pets.
The holidays are my favorite time of year.
Very good.
Three. The holidays are my favorite. The holidays are my favorite time of the year, and our pets love it too. So it's the perfect time to give them a little extra love and attention. I have Rocky and Odo here with me today, along with their parents, Tommy and Ryan, and we're gonna give you some tips on how to make this holiday season with your four-legged friends fun and stress-free. They want treats and they want it now. First up, you can give your pup the gift of a relaxing massage. My dog Pearl loves a good rub down, and pet massages are known to reduce stress and anxiety and improve circulation and flexibility. So put your paws to work. How do you like that, Rocky? Yeah, that feels good. You can also carve out some time by helping your pets burn off some extra energy. Get outside, go for a nice long walk, maybe even hit up your favorite dog park. Would you guys like that? They're like, yeah, we already did that today, so. And of course, another way to keep your pets happy is to spoil them with tangible gifts. And we have some perfect ideas we picked out from PetSmart. Odo and Rocky are already wearing some of them. These are the Baby Yoda Ugly Holiday Sweaters. And they're not ugly at all. They're actually really cute. They just pull over and, you know, look, they're ready for any little party you decide to take them to. They're comfy, they're cozy. Can I get a matching one? Now watch out, Mr. Grinch. Rocky and Odo are coming for you. This is a Grinch Kringle squeaker toy. It's a great gift for dogs who like to thrash around and get all excited hearing those crinkles and squeaks. It's also really soft, so Merry Grinchmas to you guys. You want that? Obviously, we need to include a doggy treat, and this one is such a cute idea because it lets the parents join in on the fun. It's a DIY gingerbread cookie decorating kit. Each set comes with pre-baked cookies, icing, sprinkles, and it's safe for the dogs, of course, so let's give it a try. I'm getting really abstract here, but I think it's gonna be cute. This actually looks really appetizing. Okay, ready? Taste for you. Oh yeah, you like that. Here, Rocky, that's for you. Now we haven't forgot about our feline friends. Check out this holiday gingerbread house for cats. It's made out of cardboard completely, so it's really easy to put together, and it has this fun little dangling toy with a little catnip in it for when your kitty is feeling a little extra festive. And the best part, this here is a built-in scratch pad. Tell me that's not cool. So there you go, everything your pet needs for a fun and stress-free holiday season. Hey, kitty.
Meow. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop. It's time for some Feel Good Friday. Okay, you know the couple who got engaged during the Adele special?
Yes.
Well, we tracked them down to hear more of their story. Aww. Check this out.
Will you marry me, little Ashley?
Oh, in real life.
In real life.
Yeah.
Yes?
We actually ended up going like to the lower part of Griffith and like having a picnic first. So I actually kind of thought that that was the date. And then he kind of let me know that there was a second part, which then he asked me to put the blindfold on. He was like, just trust me. Then he walked me over to the stage. Once I took it off, I mean, he was pretty much already down on one knee. And then once I started seeing celebrities and Adele, I mean, it was pretty out of body.
I had saw a post weeks back for looking for someone who wanted to propose to their girlfriend in a unique way. I saw it, I called my mom, and I was like, Mom, this is crazy that this is, sounds like the perfect thing for me. And I was like, if I submit to this, they're going to choose me. Luckily, I already had her size, and I already had multiple DMs of photos of different rings from month to month. So I had a lot.
I was sending, I mean, you know, 7 years of dating.
Yeah.
He's gotten lots of pictures.
Because she's so in shock.
Lizzo was like the first person that I saw. A lot of people came up to us after Drake, Oprah, Carrie. Of course, obviously, we talked to Melissa, who was sitting next to us the entire time. Tracee Ellis Ross, she literally beelined it for me. She was the very first person to congratulate us and give us a hug. So it literally felt like it was like that hug from my mom that like I needed since like my mom wasn't there.
But will Adele show up to their wedding as well?
We're hoping that she would love to turn up and perform our wedding song for us. It would definitely be full circle. We're trying to get Oprah to officiate. We're like, you know, just 5 minutes would be awesome.
It's gonna be a great wedding, and I'm sure everyone can't wait to see what we do with it. I mean, it has to top the engagement, right?
Oh my goodness.
You
That's
guys.
The way. That's how you do it. You will never forget that engagement.
In your life.
By the way, I asked Mariah last night to sing at my wedding.
Who?
Mariah Carey.
So you saw Mariah Carey last night.
Yes.
What'd okay. she say?
You
What'd
have to say? Watch Daily Pop. I filmed the whole thing. We are going to talk about it next week. You don't want to miss it.
Okay.
It's going to be crazy. But if you miss this proposal, you can still watch Adele One Night Only. It's on Paramount Plus. Lonnie, always glad you're
we
here.
We love you
We're
so much, Lonnie. We love
room.
You.
We'll see you guys next week on Daily Pop. Set your DVRs.
So cute.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.